Lost is Found is a group show of work from 9 artists based in the north of England. Bringing together a wide range of talented new artists, the exhibition features a fascinating collection of large-scale sketches, rescue photography, houses on eggs, and a burned-out motorbike. Before a preview of the exhibition, I spoke to some of the artists involved to find out more about their work, their artistic process, and the concept of Lost is Found. Artist Lucy Ridges explained her approach when piecing together an untitled display of framed photographic works.
This work is a bit different to how I normally work, because normally I literally take photographs in a studio. But this is sort of collage work, photo montage, created out of discarded pieces of old work. So the process was quite different. It was more, I would literally just be sat around piecing works together to see what worked to make a new image.
Did the concept of Lost is Found and the theme of it come first, or did your work come first, or could you explain?
It was pretty lucky, actually, because they didn't know of the process, they didn't know how I made the work before they chose it. They chose the work because they obviously liked the look of it and they thought it fit. But then the way I create it is exactly fitting to the title, because it's created out of literally discarded pieces of work that were like destined for the bin and then found into be made into a new piece of work.
Are you going to carry on with this sort of theme with your work? Have you discovered something from the process?
Yeah, it's been really good. Like, the image that they chose was one of two that I made very quickly on that same subject with the collage thing. And then they actually asked me, they wanted like 6 more. So I had to go away and create them, which is something I'd never planned to do. But it's been really good, and it's made me think it might be something I do more of. Because before this, I just do studio photography. So yeah, definitely, it's been really positive for that.
Also on display is Emily Speed's fascinating egg nest home country universe. These cast plaster eggs support small architectural structures, providing an unstable and precarious base for these buildings.
I suppose there's a lot of different approaches in a way in the exhibition, and the affinity that I feel with everyone else's work is almost like the slipperiness of things. So things that are quite hard to grasp, and sometimes it's the past or memories. And for me, it's almost like keeping hold of things. And like sometimes the more you try and keep hold of something, the less you have. Or, you know, and it's like that with the eggs, I feel like. An egg is something that, you know, you can't grip very hard or you're just going to break it. But it's sort of something about like fragility and temporariness, which I think is where my work fits in with the theme.
What was your initial inspiration for the pieces?
Okay, so it starts from The Hunchback of Notre Dame, which might sound a bit far-fetched, but in the book there's some really nice passages where there's a descriptions of like Quasimodo's relationship with the cathedral, and it kind of describes it as his shell, like his carapace, which it's almost like there he grows into it, or it becomes part of the walls and the folds of the cathedral, which I just really loved. And then at one point it does say it's his egg, his nest, his home, his country, his universe, and it's just, you know, everything.
The process of actually producing the pieces, they're obviously very delicate and particular. I mean, was it consistently enjoyable or occasionally frustrating experience?
Yeah, totally frustrating. Because, you know, I studied drawing and painting and then drawing, you know, in my MA. So I'm not a sculptor yet. I've just sort of become a sculptor. So I had to teach myself how to cast. And then it became apparent that I was going to need a mould. So there's a lot of learning and a lot of mistakes. And to get the result that I wanted, you know, I went through the frustration is kind of part of the challenge as well, I guess.
The exhibition really does cover a wide spectrum of visual stimulation. In Spilt Milk, Andrea Booker reinvents abandoned signage from demolished buildings, recreating subliminal comments that displace their conventional meaning. Utilising an eye-catching skeleton of a burned-out motorbike, Richard Prophet's Louisiana Blues Anywhere is an absurd totem of the modern world, a makeshift ceremonial artefact inspired by biker and teenage subculture. Whilst John Barraclough's All or Nothing imposes large-scale graphite drawings which explore the eye of the beholder and the way in which images emerge from the traces that all living things leave behind. Gravitating towards the sound of the projector's rhythmic clicking, I meet Sheffield-based photographer Jessa Fairbrother in front of her engrossing piece, The Rehearsal, dedicated to Augustine.
Well, I'm really interested in exploring issues around identity and how we're constructed and where our identity originates, if you like. And the things that really interest me are popular culture and the familiar, very, very familiar themes and gestures that crop up in films and novels and the things that we experience. And I wanted to continue my exploration of this. I have seen quite a lot of the photographs that were produced in the Solpetriere Asylum in the 19th century, and I found those very interesting because they are records of women who had experienced trauma, and I was very interested in the gestures that they were performing. And there was one woman in particular who they really loved to photograph called Augustine, and my work is a sort of conversation between those archive photographs and the performances of the women in the photographs and our consumption of popular culture and how that goes on to inform our identity and how we then go on to perform our own identities.
The red dress, does that significance come from that same inspiration?
The red dress is a cliche, and I'm really interested in cliches because they're shorthand that we all understand, and in Western culture, you know, a red dress has a particular connotation, and I found that really interesting.
Did you find it a struggle transpiring that inspiration into your final piece?
It takes a lot longer to research and plan the work than to actually make the work, and I find that process is where sort of the idea kind of develops, and I go through quite a lot of, you know, mistakes and things that don't work out before I get to the final outcome.
With further challenging and absorbing work from Rogue Studios' Mark Beecroft and self-proclaimed artist-cartographer Cherry Tennyson, Lost Is Found surrounds you with contemplative insights into the work of talented new artists. Embroidery artist Eileen O'Rourke's work draws you in so very close to examine a range of human hairs embroidered delicately within a piece entitled I Miss You, John Doe.
Yeah, the first image, I Miss You, John Doe, took about a month. It was more of an emotional piece. That's why it took so long. The other pieces take between 2 weeks. Depends on the drive, on how I'm feeling at the time. I can't just make work for the sake of it. I have to be in some sort of emotional state to produce the work.
What was the kind of emotional state and inspiration for your pieces?
I found a leaf in a Bible, in an old Bible, dated 1836. And it was just something about the way that I think about nature as well. I haven't particularly got a religious belief, and it's how I see art, really. It's kind of, you can't really explain it fully, but you understand it. So the emphasis comes from finding that leaf within the Bible, and it kind of just set a whole array of ideas and thinking about the work.
I thought it was really fascinating, the idea of if you began to kind of create an image, you'd intentionally sort of change the pattern.
I don't do work that I see in my head, because it's kind of a repetition of human nature that I'm trying to break. So with the pieces, with the circle pieces, I can constantly move it. So the minute I recognise something, I change it, because I don't want to recognise myself in the work.
As part of the Corner House's ongoing programme to support emerging creative talent, Lost Is Found is curated and developed by the Creative Stars, delivering a provocative, challenging and innovative collection of pieces. The final product is undoubtedly a triumph. The Lost Is Found exhibition is free, and it continues in Corner House Gallery 1 until Sunday, the 19th of February. For more information, visit the Corner House website.